I want you to be a part of the rocky shore that my life is crashing against. And that was the beginning of the adventure. Time being a plastic thing, we can fast forward a bit. And on a long enough timeline, every vessel is a sinking ship. And I found myself as human wreckage. And at the time, I was selling paintings in front of a surf shop in Cayucos and talking to people on a daily basis about art and the world. And my work is very, of course, personal to me. I kind of open. And so that can get pretty brutal at times, kind of exposing yourself to people. And so the owner of the shop, he found a job for me where I could work in this beautiful location, the Bordoy Garage, up on the hill, down, looking down at the ocean, doing a mural for the Visitors Alliance of Cayucos. And so there, I'm there working, and it was a beautiful thing. And, you know, part of the difficulty of my job is that you spend very long hours with yourself. It's a very intimate process. The being with every brushstroke. And so, you know, there I am, and I'm caught up in this well of pain. And I look out the window, and there's this strange boat on the horizon. And, you know, I've done paintings of boats most of my life, and I love the ocean. And so my friend came and visited that afternoon, and I asked him about the boat. I said, "What is that boat out anchored off the pier?" And he said, "Oh, well, that's bad news." "Well, what do you mean, bad news?" And he said, "Well, that's the seismic testing boat, and it's bad news." And so it was very vague at this point. I'm kind of scratching my head, and I'm looking out the beautiful windows at this boat. And, you know, and I have many hours to work on this painting, and so I'm there. And I did some research when I got home that day, and I found out that this boat had actually struck and killed a whale farther up the coast a few years before, and a long list of other things. And so every day when I went to work, I was spending time with this boat. And I was raw. I was emotionally raw. And so he came to visit one afternoon, and he said, "I could just see you." He's sitting back eating Chinese food or something. And he says, "I could just see you doing a painting of a whale, a dead whale, vultures eating it and shit, you know, with that boat in the background." And, you know, and I was so beat up. I could just feel that. I was just wrong. It's like, what the hell is going on in the world? It's coming unglued. And so I decided I was going to do something about it. And that was a heavy moment, because it's like, what the hell am I going to do? Who's going to listen to me? You know? So I called a friend of mine, and he was representing my work at the time, and I said, "So there's this thing, and it's terrible, and I'm gonna have to do a, I think I'm gonna do a mural about it or something, and it's gonna be, you know, a dead whale maybe or something, and this is the working idea." And he said, "And you're calling me because you know I'm an animal activist, and I'd love to support you on this." And I said, "Okay." And he says, "Would you like some money?" And I said, "Yeah." And so he sent me a $200 check, and that was the beginning in the process. And it was like, wow, I could do this. So I reached out to other members of the community, and as it turns out, there were meetings around this issue in the community. And so I started going to the meetings and raising money for this thing. And at every step in the process, I had no idea how I was going to take the next step. It was very much the process of picking up my feet and hoping that they landed in a right spot. And certainly, as an artist, I had very limited resources in the way of funds, and so those had to come from someplace. I had no venue for the painting. Of course, I'd like to do it in public to raise awareness around the issue. And then there was also the subject matter, which was, questionable at best. And the working idea was less than adequate. And it wasn't really what I did. In talking about anything, language is such a one-dimensional thing. It excludes to paint a picture. And instead of working in a way of composition that includes all the pieces. And so, people seeing a dead whale on the beach is definitely not a good line to draw in the sand. So I'm working around this idea, and I'm trying to find a way to raise money for the materials. And one of the ideas that I started going to the meetings more. One of the ideas I had was hot pink, giant hot pink, 12 by 16 feet, and nothing should be this loud with the boat, And so I called Golden Paints, and I told them the idea, and they're like, what? You want 3 gallons of fluorescent pink paint? I was like, I think so. So they said they would call me back. Anyway, so I didn't hold my breath and moved on with the process. Then there was the issue of the venue, and the people at the meeting said, "Oh, you should go talk to Giovanni. He's savvy with all the stuff going on, and he's very invested in the community and in this issue." So I went and spoke to this guy, Giovanni, at the fish market down on the Embarcadero in Morro Bay, an ideal location, foot traffic and people passing by, and it would really open the thing up to people. At this point, I had enough money for the materials. They were ordered sitting in my front yard, and I was in the process of building every panel so that it bolted together in a 12 by 16 foot panel. And that's really big when you're staring at a white canvas. I went and spoke to this gentleman, and I told him kind of what I was doing, and he said, "Oh, that sounds great." And I said, "You realize I don't know what I'm painting yet. It could be a giant dead whale." And he said, "I don't care what you do." And it was so courageous that it inspired me. It was like, wow. I'm not being edited. It's like, okay. And so then I went through the hot pink idea and the dead whale idea and following these things, even though they were obvious dead ends. And in the nature of ideas, I believe that if you follow any one to its conclusion, you get 5 more. That's sort of the magic thing about ideas. It's like a revolving door that always leads to more. And so I get a call back from Golden Paints, and the lady says, "Do you want 4 gallons of hot pink?" And I was like, "I can't believe you called me back." And at that point, I wasn't so sure. She was trying to find out whether she could find somebody to ship it to me for free, which was unheard of for their particular business, because nobody donates art supplies on that quantity. It was because it was a lot of paint. And So she was going to call me back, and then I went for coffee, and I was standing there in line, and I was thinking about how long it had been since I had taken a breath. And I think we all have a tendency to do this. You work, and you work, and you work, and if the idea doesn't come, you try harder. And so, there's this other way of doing it. And it's stepping out of your own way. So I looked at what it was that I do. And I try to include. I try to use composition, not to have negative space, but to see where things fit together. And so, in a day, I had my materials, I had my venue, and I had a tremendous amount of supplies. I pulled the books off of my shelves that were involved with the ocean and I did a collage in my front yard on this giant panel. I had set it up by myself. It was unreal. It was unbelievable. It didn't crush me. And then I had friends. I used up all my pickup truck points, and I had them help me haul it to the venue, and I stood it up. And, you know, I'm not out of the woods yet. It could still blow over and crush an old lady pushing a baby cart. But I did the painting there in front of everyone, and it opened up amazing conversations. It brought the issue to people in a way where they walked up to me, and they discovered it, and they said, "What are you doing? Where is this going to go when you get done?" And it's like, I'm so glad you asked me, because this is an issue that it directly addresses this community. And so I stepped tremendously out of my comfort zone and into something way bigger than I was, and I learned so much from it. Just two things that I would like to share with you about it. On the same day, I talked to two gentlemen, and they were of about the same age, and one of the gentlemen walked up and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, there's this issue that's confronting this community. And, you know, it's something that I feel very strongly about. I love the sea." And he said, "Well, you don't have to worry about that. Somebody will take care of that." And I just looked at him in disbelief. I mean, here I am. Completely exposed on a ladder, you know, pouring my heart and soul into this thing. And it's like, well, who is that going to be? The following gentleman walked up and he said, "Where can I see the other end of the argument?" And I thought that was beautiful. I had to come down and shake his hand, because thinking critically, I think, is a way that we need to address our world today. So, thank you.